Turn up the drums. We got a drummer in here.
Yes, we do. That's my first love. It's playing drums. Still.
And you turn the drums up on all your songs. They're so loud.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay.
That's funny that you would notice that.
Oh, yeah. I want to be a drummer.
He's an air drummer.
Drummer. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm a mean air guitar player.
I am too.
You still play drums? You still play the drums?
I recently started back, yeah. I stopped in like 1988 and I quit. Thought I was done forever. And then the bug kind of hit me again. So now I play some.
Okay, so how many years has it been? You started in 83. Here we are in 2015, 2016. How have you stayed on top of your game? How have you reinvented yourself?
You know, a couple of ways. One is I always go back and just look at where I am and say, okay, what tools do I need to move forward? Right. So if I have to go back to school, I'll do it. If I have to take a course or something, I'll do it.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Where'd you
went to Harvard for business school.
Yeah. I literally stopped running my company in 96, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Harvard Business School and dedicated myself. It was an executive program, so I didn't have to stay for years.
Yeah, I know the executive program. Yeah,
but I stayed there on campus for 3 months and studied day and night. I wasn't allowed to call my company. I couldn't talk to artists. It was a prerequisite. Like, you have to cut off.
Yeah, everything.
Because it required something like 60 or 70 hours of work per week.
Wow.
And I did it. Stayed in a dorm and I walked away with an executive MBA and I walked away knowing something that I didn't know before. So I do think I did that. Or
so to reinvent yourself, you say re-educate yourself.
Yeah, re-educate yourself. Yeah. Complacency is a killer. You know, you can't continue to grow if you remain complacent.
And where are you in the reinvention process right now?
I haven't figured it out yet. You know, but music is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most of your artists are hip-hop artists now, right?
Yeah, hip-hop and pop artists.
And pop.
Yeah, and some rock. I still have some...
But what about R&B?
I don't have a lot of R&B artists. And I don't know why. Maybe because I had so much of it in my life, you know.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'm full, or the right one hasn't walked in.
Mm-hmm. And you know it when they come in.
Let the next Michael Jackson walk in. I'll be so R&B.
But TLC, Pink, Toni Braxton, Usher, Diddy, Mariah Carey, Whitney, Michael, Janet, Jennifer Lopez, and the list just goes on and on and on.
But tell about the one who got away.
The one that got away.
Yeah. She would be known now as Lady Gaga.
That would be Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my career blunder. Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, that's when you know I need to stop and reexamine myself. I needed a reinvention that day. You know, I was a
Tell
day
us
late.
A story about Lady Gaga and how that...
Yeah, so Lady Gaga came into my office to audition, and she sat down at the piano and started to play the piano and sing, and she was really incredible. I was really taken. And when she was done, I said, you know, you're incredible. And I believe that you're important enough that you can change music as we know it. And I signed her. And we gave a hug. Everything was wonderful. A couple of months later, she came. She didn't come. She sent her demos back. And I listened to it. And I had a really negative reaction. I didn't like it. It wasn't the music that she became famous for. It was like she was in transition somewhere between when I signed her and when she became a star, when she was trying to find herself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it. I really just didn't like it. But my normal reaction would be just go back and keep working on it.
Yeah, keep tweaking it.
Yeah.
This is before she was wearing pork chop dresses?
Yeah, she didn't have on the pork chops. She had on white go-go boots when I met her. She was still like kind of out there in the right way.
Yeah.
But my normal reaction is go back and retool, go back and work on it. But for whatever reason, I just didn't like it. I don't know if I was having a bad day or my ego was too caught up in it or I was impatient.
Right.
But I let her go.
Right.
So a few months later, I was watching the charts and I saw the Canadian dance chart had a song called Let's Dance.
And you said,
Lady Gaga. I was like,
I'll be.
No, so it's just a dance record in Canada. It's not going to work. And I kept watching it. It's the number two dance record. Well, it's still just dance and it's still just Canada. It's not going to work.
Right.
And then I looked up. It was on the pop chart. And next thing I know, she was like one of the biggest stars in the world.
Next thing you know, she was Lady Gaga.
And she was Gaga.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. You know, and I've always been told, like, just have to be careful not to make the big mistake. Mm-hmm. And I made the big one, right? And I felt crazy. And she signed to Interscope, who at that time was my biggest competitor in the business, right? And ran by Jimmy Iovine. And he, like, called and laughed. This is the one that got away. I got her. I was like, you're lucky. Okay. You're just lucky. Okay.
And,
you know?
And Tamar's husband, Vince.
Yes.
And picked up on that, too.
Picked up on that. And you
sure did.
Okay. Sherry had a great question about the Braxtons and TLC. Ask that question, Sherry.
Well, I didn't want to know what the Braxtons, their voices, when you hear them now looking at the reality show, whenever they sing, it's just heaven. When you saw them all, what made you guys say, we don't want you guys, you know, Tamar, Tawan, DeTracy, we just want Tony?
Now, see, I'm going to give you the on-the-record answer now. I gave you the off-the-record answer.
That's a good answer.
But I loved Tony. Tony was the standout to me. And the way she played, she sang and played piano, a lot the way that Alicia Keys came into the business, sitting, playing piano and singing. Mm-hmm. Tony actually did that first. And that's what I was really drawn to. And that depth of her voice. I never heard a girl sing with such that low tone. Mm-hmm. I never heard anything like that before.
Anita Baker.
Yeah. And, well, that was sort of the model.
Yeah.
She was older as well.
Yeah. But Tony did it. It was so young and beautiful, too, you know. I mean, the truth is that I think both Kenny and I fell in love with Tony, you know. Yeah. But I love the girls. We ultimately signed the Braxtons to the label, but later, much later. And it didn't really work out, so they left and went to Atlantic Records. Yeah. But,
and then you have a person like Pink, who's very, you know, she's very rock kind of.
Right.
You know, when you saw Pink, what was your
thinking? Alicia and
or Alicia?
Yeah, I met Alicia Moore. Yeah. And she did have like a sassy rock attitude. Right. You know,
right.
I like attitude. I like, you know, okay. I mean, I don't, if you read my book, you'll learn
that.
I really love women with attitudes. Right? I don't, you know, I mean, I like nice people in passing. You know, but I like women with attitude.
You like fire.
I do.
Yeah.
There's something about that works, you know. And Alicia had that attitude. And I love the idea that this girl from Philly, this white girl from Philly, wanted to be signed to this black company in Atlanta. There was something about that that I was like, okay, that's pretty risky.
Yeah.
You know, for her and for us.
Yeah.
And it really worked out. She became Pink. And now she's a rock star.
Yeah. And Avril Lavigne. I mean, you just talk about the names and the people that you worked with. It's just amazing. And one of the heartbreaking stories is just you're coming to Whitney at that point in her career where she was just at a really bad point.
Yeah, I've had two Whitney experiences. Yeah. The one first when I was a producer. And Babyface and I did I'm Your Baby Tonight. Mm-hmm. And we did a lot of that album for her.
Boy, were the drums loud on I'm Your Baby Tonight.
Yeah, the drums are loud on that one.
Oh, my goodness. I
that might be one of my best drum tracks ever.
We got time for one more segment?
Yes.
I got so much to ask you.
For you? Are you kidding, Tom? Join us?
So we want you to talk to us.
I'm going to talk to you.
Okay.